This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By the way, on the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I want to be very specific on this. And the Inquirer said they'll just go wherever the truth is. If Russia hacks some of this stuff, that's fine, because justice be done, may the heavens fall. That's what foreign governments do. Hillary committing all these crimes, that's the issue. But we're not Russian agents and we cover it. But if you listen to what WikiLeaks said, we didn't get this from the Russians. And most of this stuff we know is coming from U.S. intelligence agencies. But Radar Online, that's the National Enquirer, says new security breach, proof Russia hacked Hillary and Uma's emails given to U.S. enemies. So the issue is the FBI's come out and said, we don't believe Trump is working for the Russians. We don't believe that this latest DNC stuff is the Russians, but five different agencies, five different countries have gotten into this. So that's basically what that's saying and what that's getting into. But it just all becomes a larger distraction from the fact that we have them in the earlier emails the last month, three different data dumps at least that I've seen, where they're saying, we got to cover this up. Oh, this is so illegal. You know, we've been caught. Let's cover it up. Let's clean it up right now. That is massive. That's lying to Congress, the FBI, the American people. Obama's hooked into it. And Fox News, you name it, are reporting that indictments of Hillary are down the road. That's what I was told last Friday. And everybody says, oh, no, this whole new data dump is a smokescreen for what's already in WikiLeaks. And I mean, I agree. What's already in WikiLeaks hasn't been covered by mainstream media. It is absolute open and shut. Something must be done about it. But who knows what's in this new stuff? But look at the new WikiLeaks. It's Podesta going to satanic rituals to drink blood, semen, urine, breast milk, grinding up placentas. I haven't even shown the stuff yet. I've seen it twice is enough, but we're going to do viewer discretion is advised a little bit later. Plus, YouTube and Facebook will use all the blood, all the deaths, great if it's them pushing it. But if you show something and say it's bad, then they'll shut it down. But it's really nasty stuff. And again, it's baby training. What you do in the outer public ritual, because this is him in a secret ritual, which she says in her own public statements, is real when she does it in private. But then the public is just a recruiting arm. And that's all basically admitted as well. And these people are just so pathetic, trying to be shocking, trying to be powerful, just running around desperately looking for God, desperately looking for power, and they just reek weakness. I mean, you could not pay me $80 trillion to be around these people, to be with them, to drink blood with them. And it's not that I couldn't drink blood. Hell, I've done the old hunter ritual, you know, when you're eight and shoot your first deer and drink blood hot. That's ancient ritual. That's just about being a hunter. But call me the hunter. That's my name. Pretty young thing like you. That's my only game. But when you get down to the brass tacks with these people, it's about betrayal. It's about nastiness. It's about doing horrible things. And then you see what you do in the real world. It's all about that. And Hillary is just this totally mixed up, totally freaked out, crazy woman who was pen pals with Saul Alinsky, who dedicated himself to Lucifer. And then she hung out with him, and he was her mentor. I mean, and Bill Clinton, it just reminded me today, it hit me like a ton of bricks, how much stuff they admit they're involved in with the occult. I mean, Bill Clinton, in his own book about his early years, I showed earlier, said he loves voodoo. So this is going super viral, because I told you they're into the occult. I said it a month ago, and Hillary and Obama took the bait and attacked me. And I was I don't know how I know this, but I just felt like I need to do this. I know they're involving a cult. Let me bring up what people are saying about them. They'll attack. And then I just had a feeling WikiLeaks was going to bring this out because I know they spend all their time doing these rituals. I mean, you know, it's after dark, folks. They're getting down on the knees of the devil.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlie Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, one of the things that I have learned about Hillary Clinton is that one of her heroes, her mentors, was Saul Alinsky. And her senior thesis was about Saul Alinsky. This was someone that she greatly admired and that affected all of her philosophies subsequently. Now, interestingly enough, let me tell you something about Saul Alinsky. He wrote a book called Rules for Radicals. On the dedication page, it acknowledges Lucifer, the original radical who gained his own kingdom. Now think about that. This is a nation where our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, talks about certain inalienable rights that come from our Creator. So are we willing to elect someone as president who has as their role model somebody who acknowledges Lucifer? Think about that.
That's Ben Carson at the RNC in Cleveland back in July. I was there during the speech. It was powerful. They made fun of him. Well, I happen to have the excerpt of Bill Clinton's book that he wrote about his early life titled My Life, The Early Years, where he talks about the beauty of voodoo and having evil and good spirits enter him and how he likes it. That's on page 312, 313. Why is that important? Because it goes to the MO. You know, would you have somebody that was, say, into drinking blood with a bunch of naked women and stuff and effigies of dead kids? Would you want them babysitting your kids? The answer is absolutely not. But this is who's going to run our country. And it's now out. Spirit cooking. Clinton campaign chairman invited to bizarre satanic performance. And that's an Aleister Crowley deal of drinking ground up baby parts and stuff. But then that's just mother's milk, urine, blood, and semen. And Podesta is being enticed about, oh, another great meeting, a private meeting, a party. And it's done. You do this and then you have sex. So it's Aleister Crowley's sex ritual. This is all about blackmailing folks. This is all about controlling people. This is the hottest, coolest stuff right now in New York. That's top story on drudgereport.com. We put that on screen. And then under it is an article from the London Guardian. FBI agency Antichrist. And then Assange says Clinton, ISIS funded by the same Saudi Arabian money. Terror threat warning Monday. Well, what's that telling you? Who's behind ISIS? 94,609,000 not in labor force. Now, so this is all happening. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have Doug Hagman popping in on the show, who 2 days ago talked about his NYPD sources saying it's child abuse, it's the occult, it's money laundering, it's a blackmail operation on Wiener's computer. And he wouldn't say it all on air. I talked to him off air, and he was, you know, getting into all the occult stuff. You can see him on air. He's like, there's some other stuff I'm going to get into. It's just too much. Because who wants to say this? It just sounds insane. Well, these people are insane. So reportedly, this is what the NYPD is looking into. And then you've got this lady who the New York Times is pushing, Marina Abramovich, if you pronounce her name wrong, I don't know, Walk Through Walls, a memoir. And then it just goes through her wonderful, you know, book that she's put out. And then you actually Google this woman. It's all Baphomet, blood, death, you know, effigies of babies being sacrificed, people worshiping her, a bunch of sex rituals. Just thank God I'm not these people. And this is the ether in which Hillary Clinton swims. This is the stuff that they're into. And I haven't shown the video. Now, we're going to go to Biggs in a moment. I told folks there's something really huge. Run in and tell us with some news that Breitbart's breaking on the latest on Wiener. We'll get it up on Infowars.com, obviously. So we'll have him pop in a moment. But first, while I find out exactly, well, just go ahead, Biggs.
So there's a brand new article by Breitbart. Blackwater founder and retired Navy SEAL Eric Prince told Breitbart News Daily that according to one of his well-placed sources within the New York Police Department, the NYPD wanted to do a press conference announcing the warrants and the additional arrests they were making in the Anthony Weiner investigation, but received huge pushback from the Justice Department.
Prince, now notice, I said yesterday and the day before, I said the word is, and when I had Colonel Schaefer on and others, I said, the word is you're going to see a press conference. The word is you're going to see a press conference, and that's exactly what I was told by FBI and our NYPD connections, that they're looking at doing a press conference if the truth doesn't come out and just releasing it so nobody can stop them.
Well, basically, they're saying Prince claimed he had insider knowledge of the investigation that could help explain why FBI Director James Comey had announced he was reopening the investigation into Clinton's email server last week. Because of Wienergate and the sexting scandal, the NYPD started investigating. Through a subpoena, through a warrant, they researched his laptop and sure enough found those 650,000 emails. They found State Department emails. They found a lot of other really damning criminal information, including money laundering, including including the fact that Hillary went to the sex island with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Bill Clinton went there more than 20 times. Hillary Clinton went there at least 6 times. Now, the New York Police Department took a copy of all this information, kept it for themselves, and then gave the FBI another copy as well, just in case they decided not to go. It says the amount of
garbage. That's what I've been told. That's why Hillary's so scared. I've been saying this for 2 weeks, folks, just to prove we have these real sources, that it deals with the Epstein kids, blackmail networks, you name it, getting all these rich people involved to control and have this network, and that they're looking to have a press conference. This is gigantic.
The amount of garbage that they found in these emails of criminal activity by Hillary, by her immediate circle, and even by other Democrats.
And by the way, Eric Prince is super secretive and, did get a raw deal. In fact, I even bought into some of it early on. But what you heard was all these other groups being blamed on Blackwater. But the point is, he is a patriot overall. That's why they're coming after him. The fact that he surfaced all of a sudden shows what a desperate situation this is. And very credible to have him saying he has sources connecting this to the island, because that's exactly what our sources are telling us.
So what he says is the NYPD gave it to the FBI, and they said, hey, we're going to go public with this if you do not reopen the investigation and you don't do the right thing with timely indictments. The NYPD wanted to do a press conference announcing the warrants and the additional arrests they were making in the investigation, and they've gotten huge pushback to the point of coercion from the Justice Department, with the Justice Department threatening to charge someone that had been unrelated in the accidental heart attack death of Eric Garner almost 2 years ago. That's the level of pushback the Obama Justice Department is doing against actually seeking justice in the email and other related criminal matters. That is intense.
Well, how many times, I'm just pointing this out to listeners, did I say that the answer to this is a press conference, and that's what folks are looking at in New York and other areas if the right thing isn't done, including the FBI? I mean, in fact, who all did I have on yesterday? Because I had a bunch of guests, and I continue to bring that up to each and every one of them, because I want to find the clip and play that. That's big news, Biggs. We'll cover it more in a moment. Thank you so much. What do you make of all this occultism coming out?
I've actually been going back and looking at this Mariana Abramovich, her videos. There's videos where she carves pentagrams into her stomach with a razor blade. Then she lays on the table convulsing, screaming to the top of her lungs. Then she does what she calls performance art, where she places a bullet and a gun, razor blades and all this stuff, lays it out on a table and tells people that they can come up, control her life. They can punch her, they can beat her, they can cut her, they can kiss her, they can touch her, fondle her, or they can just kill her. And she sits there and promotes this weird, satanic, ritualistic stuff.
Well, she's trying to get them into the spirit of killing an innocent, to seduce them into that spirit. High-level Satanism. And this is, again, at the enticement level, the cat rolling its tongue out to get, you know, the mouse to come and think it's a hotel entrance and not a cat's mouth. This is really, 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 really bad stuff. And that's what I'm saying this morning and looking at all this. Hundreds of videos, thousands of photos, all of them admitting it, knowing it's true, knowing what the FBI has told us and the Secret Service. And it's just like, it's all true. And people are saying, we don't want you to be right, Alex, because that's now like the maxim. I'm not bringing myself into it. It's true. They're like, oh, my God, Alex Jones is right. How do you know it? Because they admit it. And I don't want to be right. I it's crazy. I never get tired.
This
of cheese enchiladas.
For America
I never
anymore.
Get tired of cheese enchiladas. I never get tired of steak. I never get tired of chilorianos. I never get tired of beer. I never get tired of water skiing. I never get tired of camping. I never get tired of hanging out with my family. Like, why do these people get into all this evil, Joe? I don't, I mean, as you get older, we hang out. Don't we just get back to more basic stuff? I mean, I don't understand where this crap comes from.
Like I said, this is no longer a fight for just America. This is a fight between good and evil. I mean, over time, look how they're trying to take God out of schools. It's bad to pray. You can't talk about your religion. You can't do anything like that because you could offend one of these Muslim immigrants who are coming in. You know, that is something that is leading to this. And people can still sit here and see these data dumps by WikiLeaks. Read these emails, see the corruption, see the pure evil, the ritualistic ceremonies, the fetishes that these people are obsessed with, sexting underage people. I mean, this is horrifying. And people want to actually bring that into the White House for we the people?
And
how are we going to be a beacon of light for the whole world?
Exactly. And they think that we're all just going to lay down and take it We're not. And they've created such a nation of followers, so-called liberals, such a nation of trendies that are so broke back, so intimidated, so mindless, so dumbed down that they just, I mean, I saw a bunch of articles yesterday saying we're crazy. We're making it up that Hillary's committed crimes. That's a conspiracy theory. It's on record she did. So they're now assaulting reality itself in a giant brainwashing exercise that isn't working. And I realized that they're all in the liberal cult that's not liberal. They're all in like some weird corporate brainwash cult and don't believe anything. We're outside the cult looking at them, and they're just pathetic.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, everybody. My name is Choppy Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FetalRecords.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You know, in the coming election, no matter who gets in, one of the biggest issues nobody's talking about in the debates or anywhere is the vulnerability of the power grid, the potential for power grid chaos, EMP, cyber warfare, not to mention dangerous weather, hurricanes, ice storms, all a very real threat to our grid. My friends, chaos is already here, and it's going to get a lot worse. That's why I believe that all my listeners need to have a way to produce their own supply of backup electricity. Now I've got the perfect power solar generator system in my house, the Solutions from Science system. Simply put, this thing is amazing. Solutions from Science only makes the best equipment. Go to PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com to check it out. Now this is key. Right now, get 70% off their top-of-the-line perfect power solar generator. This is the one I use in my home. Go to PowerGridChaos.com and get 70% off.
I'm
Breitbart article he just had. It's basically exactly what I've been told by our sources, that the NYPD and others are looking at press conferences. So is the FBI. That's what I was told first. Is just looking at having a press conference and saying, okay, here's the emails, and go ahead and arrest whoever you want for releasing secret stuff, because this is evidence of hardcore crimes. And they know their credibility is going to be stronger than Hillary Clinton's. So there it is, Eric Prince, NYPD, ready to make arrests in Anthony Weiner case. And that's a strong headline. We should probably post it ourselves and say, NYPD, FBI preparing press conferences to expose Hillary's crimes, because it isn't just Weiner. That's what we've been told. And Eric Prince, of all sources, if you don't think he doesn't have sources, nobody's got sources like him. This is an incredible 4 days. By the way, I just made the decision. I'm going to be here tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m., for at least a two-hour live special transmission that will be internet only. Stations are welcome to pick it up if you want to. This, we can try to put it up on a satellite. We've got a satellite feed here that does our refeeds and live show. But 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night, we will do a special election broadcast. And I got a feeling big things may happen by then. We might go longer than that. So tomorrow, 6 to 8, we'll have a video box at Infowars.com/show, where you'll be able to find that. We'll also put the stream out on Paul Watson's YouTube. We have a strike against this, trying to shut us down with fake copyright, so we can't live stream on our YouTube right now. This is the crap we deal with. The person's in New Zealand, so I'm trying to figure out how to sue them. Not that I'm litigious, but people have to pay for trying to shut down the truth. People have to learn, you do that, you lose your license for barratry, like other people have. But all this stuff is happening. There's just so much to cover. But tomorrow night, let's tweet that out now. Let's let the Facebook, Twitter, Alex Jones give an emergency election broadcast. Because they're saying ISIS, Al-Qaeda is set to hit Monday in Texas and New York, of course. You know who funds them and who runs them? The globalist Hillary. We've got all the new WikiLeaks coming out. Imagine, you thought it was hardcore, Podesta going to satanic rituals. I mean, with hardcore Aleister Crowley stuff. I mean, this is sick. Imagine what's coming out next. And the creepiness of them talking about, there'll be semen, there'll be blood, there'll be urine, there'll be flesh, there'll be, but more blood than you can even, blood, there'll be blood. Oh, I'll be there. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just like, ugh. Ugh. Like, heaven help us. By the way, we've officially passed 1 million. We've got about 5 million views, YouTube Vice President told us years ago. So it's grown. We count everybody out there. They have a map of it. That's why they wanted us to monetize it all. But then that would take people's channels over, so I didn't want to do it. I just want to get the word out. But 5 million views a couple of years ago total. But we now have 1 billion just on the Alex Jones channel. That happened today. And you've got to understand that obviously over the years, a lot of stuff's been taken down, you name it. Stuff's been hit with claims or whatever. So we're like 1.5 billion views on there. But it's just good to see that, because that's just one more platform. It's kind of like whack-a-mole. They're always trying to shut us down and things. We just move around. But we've got more than 15 channels ourselves. But that's about maybe 1.5 billion people, 2 billion on all our channels. All total, it was 5 billion years ago. I was told by YouTube, because they've got to get computer programs that can see it all. I'm going to go to break, come back with our next guest that broke down exactly what is in Breitbart today. But separately, they didn't take the special down yesterday, so it's one more day and then that's it. You can save 30 or 40% on InfoWars high-quality, affordable foods powered by My Patriot Supply. Their entire catalog discounted, normally 10%, now 30 to 40%. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You need this. You need our solar panels and generator systems that are excellent. You need the non-GMO seeds and heirloom seeds. You need the Molon Lambe shirts to spread the word. You need the great nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. But regardless, it funds the operation. And you notice I'm not plugging as much as I used to, even though I need to, because I just can't help it. I mean, I'm going to be up here tomorrow night. I'm going to be filing special reports all day long until I'm cross-eyed, because this is a historical war going on, and we're winning that war thanks to you and your support. There is nowhere you can spend your money and support an organization that's bringing victory over tyranny. And then you get great products and great prices on top of it. Win, 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 win. That's right. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience
to message
God.
Hillary.
It's Alex Jones.
You can run on.
When I think about all the children Hillary Clinton has personally murdered and chopped up and raped, I have zero fear standing up against her. Yeah, you heard me right. Hillary Clinton has personally murdered children.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell
I just can't hold back the truth anymore. Hillary Clinton is one of the most vicious serial killers the planet's ever seen. Now, there's a twist to that. Am I talking about the devil worship story with her chief of staff, her campaign chairman, looking at the menu of blood and semen and body parts at the Aleister Crowley event, the private event? Oh, no, I'm not talking about that. I mean 200,000-plus dead Christians with her operation with Syria and her operation in Libya and not letting the Christians get out and directing Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who target and murder children and put them through sex slavery and throw Catholic priests off cliffs and kill people en masse and murder gays and everything else you can imagine, because they don't like peaceful people. And they con everybody that they're for open society and they love everybody. Anything they do is for degradation. Now, Doug Hagman, I've been hearing him for 15 years on Coast to Coast AM. First five, I thought, that guy is too radical. A lot of what he says I know is accurate. A lot of it just is too much. He said they were going to bring in massive Muslims at some point, set up a caliphate. First guy I heard say it. He said they were going to use it for strategy attention. And he said a lot of things. And then about 10 years ago, I started going, man, that all came true. And then more of it came true. And then I learned from some of my sources, who are former Secret Service, connected to NYPD. Now, one of those is Bongino, but he doesn't give us any secret stuff. Another one was also in the NYPD. They said, you ought to interview Doug Hagman. That guy's dead on. I go, well, I've been interviewing him. I know he's dead on. He was here 2 days ago. The video's on InfoWars.com. He said, I'm not going to go all the way because this is just too over the top. I'm going to let it come out. But the NYPD is getting ready to basically have a press conference. The FBI is as well. There's the insider, NYPD, FBI found sex black belt network on Wiener's computer. And he got into it. It's sex crimes with kids. It's everything. No one had this. And all I'm pointing out is we don't make stuff up. It's not about credit. It's about, let me tell you something. When you're with Secret Service agents and they're senior, and then those are smart, pretty tough, smart guys, you know, and they've got the archetype and everything and the suit and their, you know, their eyes right on you, and you can tell they're not, and they're like, she's really dangerous. We're all really scared, and we can't tell everything. But just, you're right about it all. God save America. They start getting a tear of their eye. You're like, well, what is it? They go, it's bad. They hurt children, folks. And then he talks to the NYPD, and that's Eric Prince has come out with all of it, ladies and gentlemen. The stuff they're doing, all of it, talking to the NYPD, the same thing he said 2 days ago about children and sex islands and sex slavery. And, folks, a lot of these kids, they don't just throw them out of the side of the road, folks. You know what they do to them, okay? Look at these people. Look at Wiener and Aberdeen and Hillary. This is who's going to rule over us. And I cry because I am so ashamed of what our country turned into. And they want to degradate us. They want to sell baby parts and keep little babies alive and harvest their organs and laugh at us. And the fake liberal media making jokes about everything. They had a whole bunch of articles this week saying, I'm a liar, that there's not even any criminal activity that Hillary's done. I mean, these people are ready to do anything. They are the biggest scum you could imagine. You understand that? We've got to break with these people or we're going to lose our soul. And I mean that. Even if you haven't worked for them. All of us have to do everything or we're with them. You understand? Everything. We have to do whatever it takes, but be smart about it, to beat them. Look, they could cheat Trump. He's clearly way ahead. He's landsliding. They're adding 9 to 12 to 15, 20 points, and he's still winning by 2, 6, 7, 8 points across the country. It's happening right now. But they're probably going to steal it and blow stuff up and blame it on us. So that's why, A, we don't get violent. And B, we expose who's really behind any false flags. Or if Trump does get in by the grace of God and they're unable to steal it, they're going to activate the riots. We don't. This is the battle for America. Listen, this is it. Everybody wants to talk about it. You want to go, you know, watch movies where the good guys and bad guys are fighting or whatever. Or they're trying to blow up the Death Star. Folks, this is the real deal, okay? This is America fighting for its life with globalists that have hired the scum of the earth. Because here's the thing. Even a bad, corrupt person doesn't want to wreck something that's successful and wealthy. They want to skim off of it. This isn't Boss Hogg. These are people that love stealing the Haitian money, 90%+ of it, that Hillary's hooked in with this woman that got indicted for smuggling kids in and stuff that were, I mean, folks, and the Haitians, and it hooks into New York. I mean, it's bad. And whatever it is, because all I'm told is it's pedophilia, it's Satanism. We've told you this over and over again. And now it's coming out, and they keep escalating. I told you last week 10 times. They don't want to release this because it's so damaging to the country, to everybody. But you know what? It's better than them being in control. So the fact that Hillary and the media and all of them keep supporting her even while this is happening means it's all going to have to come out. Hillary may start a big war, get an internet kill switch. Can you think what they might do to stop it? But here's the deal. People now aren't bluff. They go, okay, go ahead and start the war. Then you know what? We're doing it. There's a point where you just say, I'm fed up. Justice be done. May the heavens fall. They said that 100. Who's that famous quote from? I forget. That was said long before nuclear weapons. Justice be done, though the heavens fall. Maybe we deserve a nuclear war that they're trying to give us. Maybe that's what we let devil worshippers in. Maybe we're meant to everybody to die. You know what? At least At least they won't be able to torture little kids to death anymore. At least they'll all just get killed by hydrogen bombs instead of Hillary leaning over them. Man, a damn dark room. Imagine that? How about that witch march in there? With your toddler they fished out of your backyard. How's that sound? You want that? Because that's what this is. And she hates me because she knows I see her and I know who she is. Dark heart, give me a break, lady. We all know who's got the dark heart around here. It ain't me. Now, I kind of gone wild here, but I mean, I got to hand it to you because I also have the sources at the FBI. I was thinking about a press conference. The NYPD I knew was heavily involved. I didn't know they were the ones that were forcing the FBI now. That, since you said it 2 days ago, that's been confirmed. So Doug Hagman here joining us. Eric Prince, NYPD, ready to make arrests in Anthony Weiner case, goes on to say, pedophile island, that's why they're upset, little kids. I saw you during the break holding up some of the investigative material. This is about to get bombshell. So, Mr. Hagman, I'm going to give folks your website out, obviously. Go to it all the time, but I'm so angry I can hardly even think right now.
It's HagmanReport.com.
That's right, HagmanReport.com. This is, recap your sources, what they said, and go ahead and go with all of it. I know you don't want to say it because it sounds so crazy, but you know what? They're the ones that are crazy, not us. Tell folks what's happening.
Well, I think you sense my reluctance to talk about this on Wednesday. I didn't know how far this was going to come out. My sources at the periphery of this investigation, and even within NYPD, said, look, this is not just about sexting. This is not just about espionage. This is about child pornography. And just to, for the first time, well, let me back up for a second, because I'm getting really, I mean, this will really get in your mind, inside your mind, because it's so horrific. I've been an investigator for 30 years. It was back in 1987 when I was first exposed to satanic ritual abuse, satanic crimes, cult like this. And I wrote about it in my book, Stained by Blood. Okay. Now, having said that, I've seen some things that I just couldn't believe possible. But when you take what I've seen with that and now connect it to the government, it makes it even more putrid, if that's possible. I was in contact with my source after our interview, and he said, look, we've got the goods on a number of people, including some pretty salacious images and files from the computer. Just to give you an example, I have not showed this to anyone before. I debated whether I should show it now, but this is the kind, and I'm about ready to show you this with your permission. It's censored out, so it should be okay.
We blacked out the areas, yeah.
Right. This is one of the files that was found on during the search of the of Weiner's computer. All right. This was given to me by a source. Now, that, because of all the black on there that I put on there, that might not mean anything to anyone, but this goes along with...
If you saw what was under it, you'd be horrified.
Well, yes. And this is all about sex trafficking, or a lot of it's about sex trafficking. A lot of the emails...
Well, let me add this. WikiLeaks leaked to We Are Change that was bold enough to go with the angle that this is about child trafficking. Now, what does that tell you? WikiLeaks leaked the info, then linked to the media that finally figured out what was going on first. That tells you WikiLeaks is getting ready to release the pedophile info.
And there's more.
Now look at Hillary's face. I mean, she looks like a demon because she is. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doug.
No, it's fine. I would urge everyone looking at these emails, because there are so many of them with respect to Podesta. We found, my source, I shouldn't say we, my source.
And let's be clear, your source gave you that photo just as an example of what's...
Right. And that
obviously
was
gave you one of the lighter ones, because it could even almost be illegal, even though you're an investigator and accredited, to even share that with you.
Right. And actually, I could probably take the tape off and it wouldn't really mean anything. It would be fine. But the fact is, and by the way, this was not transmitted over any electronic device.
Exactly.
Okay. This was hand delivered to me. But having said that, there's indications of dark web accessing the dark web, of course. there is a subtext or coding to some of the emails that Podesta and others have, including Hillary and Huma, have been engaged in. For example, pizza party. I'll just leave this out there. Pizza party. That's not exactly what it means. You know, don't bring don't bring your favorite video over for pizza night. A pizza party is something that has sexual connotations.
And that's why they say stuff like, there'll be semen, there'll be this and that, there'll be blood, lots of blood. Blood right. Even means something.
No, exactly, it does. I mean, you could go to,
what spews lots of blood?
Yeah. Well, yes. And you know what, I was watching some other videos. Alex, you had Larry Nichols on talking about, some time ago, talking about Hillary's trips monthly or...
He told me 20 years ago, and actually researchers actually have the news articles. Hell, Nichols doesn't even know this. It's in the Washington Post. Bill saying, I'm a voodooist. I like to be possessed by spirits. He wrote it in his book. But I mean, Nichols told me about the handler, who he was years ago. Now the guy's in the Inquirer, and they were there handling Hillary. It was so embarrassing because she was going to these orgies, but also going to these other rituals, and... To her credit, she hadn't been in the real, you know, bloodthirsty stuff until later. And she got sucked in by the, when she was first lady, into the hardcore stuff. And so they were trying to handle all that. And they called that the witches, the witches church. That we should cue up Nichols since he mentioned it. Go ahead.
Well, the spirit cooking even has a different connotation to it as well. Some claim that...
Crowley said it meant cooking children.
Exactly. And for as much... Now, look, I don't know in that respect. I don't know what the...
Because they're torturing a soul, a spirit, a child.
Exactly. But I'll say this. There is enough, according to my source who provided me with that documentation...
Oh, you're gold, brother. I mean, you said the press conference was going on. Here it is in Breitbart with Eric Prince of everybody saying it. Total credibility with his sources. So what else are your sources saying?
Well, this is big. This is going to involve not just the Clinton campaign, but it's also going to involve high levels, high congressional staffers, congresspeople on the left and the right, on the Republican and Democratic side. They knew about this. They were part of this. Think of this as like an electronic bohemian grove, an electronic persistent bohemian grove. And as we get into this, and I'm learning about this from what my source is giving me, I got to tell you, there's so much more to come out and so much more repulsive, repugnant information. And you know, it reminds me, too, of Hillary Clinton's stance on abortion.
The baby parts.
Exactly, and to think about that is just so horrific. But
which a lot of the abortuary people that have woken up and gone public admitted they were doing rituals before. These are actually satanic covens where they're doing the rituals daily, especially the partial birth abortions. But expanding on that, when you talk about electronic, you know, clearinghouse for this, that's what they're doing as they compromise. They think they're above the law. They're roping other people into it so they can then corrupt and control them. I had William Binney, former head of the NSA Technical, on earlier. He said this is a classic infiltration espionage program, but it's being done by large banks, not by the Russians.
And that's a good point, too, because there is some Wall Street... high-level Wall Street bankers that are not only engaged in this behavior but have on video this kind of behavior, and people might say, well, you know, just go ahead and show it, let it out to everyone. Well, I don't think you can really do that. But some of the documentation, including that is
this should all come out. But folks, it has to be done right. The stock market's going to crash. I mean, this will cause a civil war. Okay. I mean, I'm already feeling very angry right now. Okay. And so, frankly, like, I haven't been showing these videos of the satanic rituals that are just their public ones because it's so provocative.
Exactly. I mean, in a nutshell, we're seeing money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors. I mean, clearly underage minors, 15 for Wiener would be too old, you know. And so,
I was about to say, they're putting out the lighter stuff, hoping the Democrats back off and do the right thing, but they aren't. So I'm told it's going to go right to the finish. Just, you want the worst stuff, we're going to see video of a toddler getting chopped up.
Yeah, you know, and I wouldn't, for as crazy as that sounds, Alex, I'm going to tell you right now, I would not put it past them. We're talking Jeffrey Dahmer kind of activity.
Exactly. Give us the data dump, because obviously I'm not just saying this for effect. You're in danger. I'm in danger even talking to you, because you've been proven dead on again with your New York source. You broke this first about the press conferences, the rest of it. Everything he told you, or she told you.
Yes.
I mean, not just your FBI, but your NYPD. Just everything.
Yes, and clearly, I just wanted to make it clear that this source is within the orbit of the NYPD FBI investigation on the ground in New York City and Westchester County as well. Specifically New York City. I shouldn't have said that. There's an investigation going on in an active investigation still going on in various locations in.
It's okay. These people exposing this are all heroes. It doesn't matter. They'll get medals. Everybody else is going to get hung up. We all know that. End of a rope. So let's just keep going.
Well, and the number of emails, the number of files, the number of images are staggering. The Clinton insiders and Huma knew about this. Huma was part of it. Based on this is my personal professional opinion based on the information I've received. Wiener was part of it. Now they're luring up independently, trying to mitigate the damages caused to both. At the epicenter of this, however, is Hillary, who does celebrate the Aleister Crowley type of black magic. And, you know, this does involve Bill Clinton as well on the Lolita Express, which I mentioned on Wednesday. All of this has as a nefarious, I mean, all of these have nefarious connections. This is a huge spider web. And when it all comes out in the wash, I mean, the espionage factor is there. The blackmailing factor is there as well, because other countries have this information. There were other devices connected to the router that was in the home of Wiener and Obadon. Other devices were connected to that router that they have identified, and it's not, they don't belong to our anyone within our country. So,
well, that's the next part. Clearly, this is a clearinghouse to not just do all this horrible stuff. You're doing it to blackmail the intelligentsia of New York like a bunch of idiots and then sell the data off to everybody.
Yeah, you know, I, at this point, everyone I've seen, with respect to everyone who's been mentioned involved in this investigation, as far as I'm concerned and based on my sources, has been sexually compromised. There's just, I mean, the blackmail, gone are the days, you know, where you could be blackmailed for being a homosexual. This is exponentially worse than that. This is actually criminal behavior that involves children, animals, and the sickest things you can ever think of.
Sure, let me bring up our article that's on Infowars.com that Paul Watson put out that's on DrudgeReport.com dealing with the head of the Clinton campaign being involved in Aleister Crowley rituals, specifically the Satanist of Satanists, the bottom of the barrel, the worst of the worst. I mean, you cannot make this up. The guy they call the most evil man to ever live reportedly sacrificed his own son in a ritual in Spain, or was it Portugal? They're on the side of a mountain. I mean, this is the type of crap we're dealing with. And if you scroll down, WikiLeaks, Assange tweeted out, "We Are Changes analysis," linking it into the Haitian kids that got illegally smuggled in and stuff. And what does that say that WikiLeaks linked to them? What is WikiLeaks trying to say there?
Don't forget Bill and Hillary's honeymoon in Haiti. I would never thought to do that. You have to ask yourself why. And then, of course, the business interests they have.
Oh, I'll tell you. I have his book. They're here. You know, let's just why listen to Doug Hegman, my life, or Alex Jones, my life, the early years, page 312, 313, and 14. He talks about the beauty. This is like hearing an evangelical talk about Christ, the beauty and the wonder of having evil spirits enter him and how it took him to wonderful places.
Yeah.
Bill Clinton singing the praises of voodoo and demon possession.
You know, and Alex, it's for the people listening to this that find this difficult to believe, it's not important what we believe. They don't care what we believe. It's what they believe that they consider to be important. So if they believe in this...
No, we're like anthropologists looking at what, you know, the Laotians believe, or we're looking at what pygmies believe, or the Romans believe. And you look at it, they're a bunch of filthy, crazy Satanists.
Exactly. And by the way, there will be at least six, if not eight, or more verified trips by Hillary and by Huma on the Lolita Express. Of course, you talked about that.
By the way, Prince is saying that, too. And I mean, folks, you know it's like the crossroads when Eric Prince appears out of nowhere with this information.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I guess I'm a little bit behind based on the, you know, trying to conduct my.
Okay, no. The head of the biggest mercenary group worldwide, who I later learned is actually a patriot, and they used to plant other groups doing things to blame him. I've confirmed it. Not that they're perfect. I mean, nobody is. Obviously, those wars were wrong and things. The point is, Eric Prince has now come out and certified everything you're saying, that there was going to be a big press conference. The Justice Department threatened him. It was all hell broke loose. They said, okay, you better do it. And that's what made, first time I ever heard the NYPD, I knew they were involved, made the FBI do it, was from you. And then that's what Eric Prince is saying right here.
Yeah, and they've got, they were extremely intelligent. The NYPD investigators, I've got to give them a lot of credit based on my knowledge, at least what I've been told.
And you know they're in a lot of danger.
Oh, yes, yes. And the professional and personal, and let me emphasize the personal danger. One of the families of one of the investigators has been sent off the, sent out of the area because of threats to the family and this investigator. That I know I can verify. The FBI, the core FBI rank and file, they're behind this investigation. The Comeys and above the, you know, in the same area, the Comey, James Comey, not too happy about this. Comey was put in a bad position based on this material.
Sure, and let's be clear. It's all on the Guardian. They even admit the truth. 6 months ago, they weren't behind Trump. When they found out how evil Hillary was, quote, the FBI is now Trumplandia. So now, like, 90% understand we're done if he doesn't get in.
Boy, that's true. And I'd like to remind people, too, when I do investigations, and I've done investigations again, I can't certainly plan my investigations around any one date or event such as an election. I just don't do that. It comes out when it comes out. In this case, obviously, perhaps they planned it, maybe they didn't, but the fact is the door was open for them on October 3rd. That just happened to be when they were able to go in and take a look at the documents. And whoever was responsible for that date, I don't know. But the bottom line is this. That doesn't change the information that's on there.
And sure, well, Prince adds more depth from the top. You're kind of in the middle or the bottom, which I love to get both views. No, it's like, listen, they kept waiting for the FBI to do something. They've had this for 6 months or longer. They wouldn't do anything. And they said, that's it. We're doing a press conference 2 weeks ago. And that forced Comey because they were, like, threatening these people. I mean, you name it. They were going to do the press conference and release it. And so they were forced to do this. This is epic. This is epic.
Yes,
I'm so proud of the NYPD, though, doing the right thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very hard workers and extremely patriotic, much more than people give them credit.
Well,
for.
It isn't hard to make the right decision when you're dealing with devil worse for certain kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you sign on to this, folks, you signed your life away.
Yeah, exactly. And Alex, I think you've done a great job in really putting this together. And I think that, I mean, I really don't have, I can add nothing more than what you've already said, except to say that all of the components are here to expose the greatest perversion, the greatest satanic, and I mean satanic, cabal of people that are associated with Hillary Clinton and the people in the halls of our of power in the United States, which is just absolutely mind-boggling. And if people knew, or hopefully people will know the truth behind this, it's going to change the way everyone looks at government, everyone looks at the people in power, because this will take a lot of people down.
Wow, I know you've got to go, so I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you before Roger Stone joins us. We're going to get Pachinik on as well, and more. I may just keep going for 5 hours here. But I want to ask you when we come back about the Al-Qaeda threats in New York and Texas, the ISIS threats. I always call them by the real name, Al-Qaeda. It's the same group. And what tricks they might play straight ahead. Before we go to break, I have really been lacking on this. We need your financial support. We don't really ask for donations. We do sometimes. Just go get Storable Foods, 34% off. They extended it one more day because they didn't take it down. So that's extended one more day. We got the BioPCA, amazing nail, hair, and skin formula. I mean, competitors that don't even have as strong and good of stuff are like $60-$80. I mean, literally, this is $19.95. Normally, $29.95. I mean, you just cannot beat this new product. We've got other big discounts, InfoWarsLife.com. But just go to the site. There's thousands of great items, whether it's a Molon Lame shirt or non-GMO heirloom seeds. Just everything wholesome and good is what counters these people. And purchasing the products funds our operation, makes it possible. 30% off on water filtration. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for the support. You've already done it. You've already built it. Now just keep putting fuel in it. And you know I'm crazed. I'm pedal to metal. They want to play chicken with me? Ha! I'm ready.